Yes, yes. Welcome back to Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. Yes, yes, we back in the building. I'm back in my chair, back at my desk, back on the mic, back talking to the people, man. Definitely appreciate y'all tapping in with me. I wanted to talk about this Angela Reese and Caitlin Clark situation. I see a lot of people making a big deal about it. A lot of people are having mixed opinions and things like that, you know. And one thing that I always say on the podcast is, like, I'm a comment reader. You know what I'm saying? So if I watch like a controversial video, or, you know, somebody's having a debate about something or something like that, I'll read the comments, you know, just to see how people think, you know, because you'd be surprised, man. I'm not too familiar with NCAA basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, I barely watch the NBA. You know what I mean? Like, I really kind of tap in around playoff time, you know, then I'll tap in and I'll see what's what. But I did a little bit of research, you know, just to kind of get an understanding of what the hype was about. I blame Tony Ayo. Ayo, I see people calling it the John Cena. Man, Tony Ayo was doing that thing and that dance in 2005, man, when he got out of jail, man. That is not the John Cena. That is the Tony Ayo. One time for Tony Ayo. Nah, but all jokes aside, man, I don't see nothing wrong with it. You know, again, man, when you playing basketball, yo, basketball is one of them sports where people gonna talk shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Whether you like it or not, people are going to talk shit. It is what it is. Comes with the territory. You know, when you're out there in the playground after the game, nobody's lining up to shake hands. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's lining up to high five. And yeah, people is mad. You know what I mean? People is fight. I done seen fights. I done seen motherfuckers kick the ball, throw the ball, take the ball, all that on the playground. That's where these kids hone in on their skills. In the playground. You know what I'm saying? What she did, I know they say, oh, well, Caitlin Clark, she does it after a shot, or she, you know, listen, man, taunting is taunting. You know what I'm saying? If I come down and I bust a three-pointer and then I do the Tony Ayo, I'm taunting, right? It's still a taunt. No matter how you look at it, it's still a taunt. If I win the game and I do that, I'm still taunting. Somebody has to win. Somebody has to lose. And if I do that after I won, I'm taunting the other team. So now when she get a taste of her own medicine, Angela Reese is looked at as a villain. You understand what I'm saying? That's crazy. That's wild. I don't agree with that. You know, I don't. I feel like everybody has a right and opinion to say and feel however they want. You know what I'm saying? Just like I'm on the mic talking to y'all, I'm just stating my opinion. I know somebody that's listening to this, they might disagree with me. Like I said, I grew up playing basketball. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if I'm the underdog and I'm coming into a game as the underdog and that's the best player, I'm right at the best player. You know what I'm saying? I'm right at the best player. And if you got a signature move or something that you do every time you win a game, or you do something that's like that, I'm going to do that to you. You know what I mean? I'm going to hit you with your own shit. Why not? Like, I'm here to get busy. I'm not here to high five. And no, this is basketball. This is basketball. Why do I got to come here and high five? And no, I'm here to play ball. I'm here to play ball. She didn't hit that girl. She didn't kick her. She didn't punch her. She did what she do when she win. She celebrated the way she celebrated. Okay, yeah. If you want to sit here, no. I seen it. She walked up to her. The girl turned. She turned. No, you need to see me. Feel how this feel. Y'all thought y'all was going to come in and win. I came in. I got busy. Did my thing. Now, see how this feels. What's wrong with that? If you, if like, yo, they said Larry Bird is one of the greatest shit talkers of all time in the NBA. Gary Payton, Michael Jordan, these niggas talk shit, man. Kevin Garnett, these are shit talkers. Where you think they started that at? In the fucking playground. Because that's where you hone in on your skills. They want these people to sit here and play on the playground where they talking shit to get to the school or get to the college and not do that. Come on, man. Like, we gotta knock it off, man. You know, we gotta knock it off, man. Everything don't gotta be so fucking sensitive, man. I mean, everything don't gotta be so sensitive. It don't gotta be disrespectful, but it don't gotta be sensitive either, man. You can't do nothing. You can't score a touchdown and barely can celebrate. You know what I mean? You barely can celebrate in the NFL. Like, what the fuck is going on, man? But yeah, I grew up all my life celebrating. But now when I get to the league, I can't celebrate. What's going on? You can't even post to somebody and really show too much emotion after you do it without getting a technical. But we was playing ball in the street and I bang on you and the whole fucking block laugh and run all around and I do a dance and all that. Like, that's how people grew up, man. But you can't even do that in the league. They're going to tee you. Unnecessary. It's bullshit. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. You know what I'm saying? It's nonsense, man. This is basketball, man. You know, at some point in time, like, people got to learn how to develop tough skin. You know, all these people that just get online and just talk. It's too many sensitive ass people, man, that ain't never left their house a day in their life, ain't never been outside, ain't never been in nothing. That's where all this comes from. Those type of people. You understand what I'm saying? People that been outside, been experiencing things and going through things, they know that this world is ups and downs, it's peaks and valleys, it's not fair. You're going to go through things. You're going to not go through things. You got to have tough skin. It's the motherfuckers that never been outside, ain't never played no sports, ain't never did jack shit. They don't got tough skin because they never been outside to do nothing to where they needed tough skin. So they sit on their computer and be offended by every fucking thing. Who has time to be offended by every fucking thing? Oh my God, look, she's taunting her and have whole fucking think pieces. You motherfuckers got to get out more, man. It's a real world outside of your four corners of your home. It's a real world outside. You understand what I'm saying? Like, real talk. It's a real world outside. You have to get outside and you have to experience shit. And maybe you too can get some tough skin. And this shit like this wouldn't bother you. If Caitlin Clark would have did that to her, it wouldn't have bothered me. It don't matter what color the person is. It wouldn't have bothered me. Fuck it. Talk your shit. Talk your shit. I don't care. Talk your shit. Step on the court with me talking shit and I win, it's a wrap. I'm on your ass. If you get on the basketball court with me talking shit and I win, I'm getting on your ass. And I'm going to talk shit the whole game just because I'm that confident in what I can do. I'm going to talk shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk shit, man. It is what it is. I talk shit. Look, man, my cousin Isaiah, I talk shit to him all the time. He probably could beat me in basketball. You know what I mean? I always told him that. I always felt like he was better than me. But I can beat him too. You get what I'm saying? But I do feel like he's slightly better than me. But I can beat him, if you get what I'm saying. But I talk shit to him all the time. We grew up playing each other. I beat him a bunch of times. He beat me a bunch of times. What do you want me to do? You understand what I'm saying? Like, we talk shit. I'm going to talk shit. Come on, man. We cannot be this sensitive, man. Like, if you just read the comments and people are like, oh, my God, now they making her the villain and all this shit. Come on, man. Now, another thing that I wasn't feeling I'm gonna play this clip from Wallow. David Portnoy. I don't know how you say it, but I guess he's the owner of Barstool. And he called Angel Reese a classless piece of shit. I'm gonna play what Wallow and them had to say. Hold on. Let's see. Let me pull this up real quick. So David Portnoy, like I said, he's the owner of Barstool, and he called her a classless piece of shit.
We don't stand with nothing that Dave Portnoy said.
Dave Portnoy.
Y'all did a great thing. Y'all did y'all thing. Congratulations for being the champions. And I'm going to say this. We don't stand with nothing that Dave Portnoy said in any type, shape, forms, or fashion. We're not in agreement with that. We're not in alignment with that in any way. And number two, $1 million worth of game. LLC is owned by two people. Wallace Peoples and Fernando Rossier. We do not work for Barstool. We have a partnership. We have a licensing deal. 100% ownership is by us. We don't have no bosses. I only got one boss, and that's God. And my wife, whenever that happens, whenever I get married. But other than that, that's how we rock.
You be a boss?
Yeah, you know how that shit. That's how that shit go, cuz. That's how it go. You know? People are like, Tootie got the control of the money. Oh, okay. Well, sure. Yeah, so... But what I'm saying is, shout out to Angela Reese. You did a great job, young sister. And we're not just going to stand for that. Like Dave, like for her to be a classless piece of shit because of basketball, you're wrong about that shit.
And we love you, Dave.
We fuck with you, Dave.
But we fuck with you the long way.
You're totally out of pocket for that. You're wrong for that. For a human being to be a classless piece of shit for sports where it's nothing but trash talking and talk, we're not doing that. We're not going to do that shit. And we're not going to let you do that to ours. We can't go for that shit. We're not going to be having that. But shout out to Angela Reese, you did your thing. Shout out to everybody that was involved, all you women. Played the ball, had a hell of a time. But we need to be talking about something different.
Shout out to Iowa, too. They came up and played hard.
Yeah, they played hard. But shout out to the whole LSU. Y'all did a great job. Congratulations, Queens, on your championship. And it's just like that.
Right!
Shout out to Angela Reese.
See, I respect that. You know what I mean? Now, I look at it like this. I got three kids, right? Two daughters, one son. And I don't know how I would be able to contain myself if a grown man called one of my kids a classless piece of shit. See, these people, man, you know, they think because they got money, and, you know, they feel like they got some type of power or whatever the case, man. They just get on these microphones and just say whatever, right? Because if that girl father see him and go in his mouth, first thing he's going to do is sue and get him locked up. But you wasn't thinking about that when you was disrespecting that man's daughter. You know what I'm saying? If you call my kid a classless piece of shit, I'm punching you in your mouth. I'm punching you in your mouth. And I don't give a fuck if I got to come to a book signing. I don't give a fuck if I got to come to the motherfucking office. Yeah. Yeah. I'm coming. Just off the fact of the level of disrespect. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has an opinion, man. We live in an age of everybody giving their opinion. I'm giving my opinion on the situation right now on my podcast. You understand what I'm saying? But there's a way to give your opinion. You know what I'm saying? I'm not coming on here calling somebody's daughter or son a classless piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? I could come on here and give... Yo, if like I said, if it would have went the other way, if Caitlin Clark would have won and did that, I would have been saying the same thing. I don't see nothing wrong with it. It's basketball. People talk shit. People taunt. Let them play. It is what it is. They're not little kids. My son and my daughter at the dinner table snap on each other all fucking the whole time. All day long, they snap on each other. My daughter is 13. My son is 7. They snap on each other. My son be making diss songs and raps, and they be battling all type of shit. Like, come on. It ain't that deep. But you went out your way and called that girl a classless piece of shit. And if her dad knock you the fuck out. Don't sue him. You know what I'm saying? Like, because this is what your mouth is warranted. You brought that energy upon yourself by taking it into your own and calling somebody's daughter a classless piece of shit. That's unnecessary over a fucking basketball game. Because you didn't like what they did. Like I said, the other girl doing it, I don't give a fuck if she hit a three-pointer, a buzzer beater, a game winner, whatever. If you do that, that's taunting. You're not doing it because you want the other team to fucking win. And you don't do it when you're losing. You do it as a celebration. So is she a classless piece of shit too? You ain't say that. It's crazy how some people could just get on these mics, man, and just say whatever they want to say, man. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, I'm a chill dude, man. Like, I don't advocate for the violence and all that. I'm too grown for that. You know what I mean? But you can't disrespect my wife or my kids. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we're not going to do. You know what I mean? On no level. So how do you think that person feels? How do you think a father is supposed to feel hearing that shit, man? And I could say that, like, yo, come on, man. Like, listen, man. You're out of line. You deserve to really apologize. Not no half-ass apology. No, a real fucking apology. Cause these people be getting out of line, man, with this racist shit, man. Then you get mad when people call you racist. Like I said, doing the Tony Yayo, whether you're winning, hit a three-pointer or not, is still taunting. That is still taunting the other team. If I win the game and I run around doing the Yayo, I'm taunting the other team. I don't have to be in their face directly. If I get hot and every time I hit a three, I do that, I'm taunting. Hey, y'all can't stop me. I'm taunting you. I don't have to run up in your face and do it. I'm still taunting you. It is what it is. But to call somebody a classless piece of shit is wild. And you are a classless piece of shit for stooping to that level and calling somebody a classless piece of shit. Invite that person, invite her and her family to your office, right? Invite them to your office and then say, hey, I think what you did was wrong and you're a classless piece of shit. Tell her that in front of her dad. That's all I want. Tell her that in front of her older brother, her uncle or her cousin, her cousin in the street that get busy. Say that in front of them and I have nothing to say. But I know the type of person that hide behind the mic, hide behind their money, their fame, their power, because they feel like they can say anything. Yo, you had the balls to say this, right, on your podcast or whatever show that was, whosever podcast, invite her and her family onto that same platform and say that. If you say that about my daughter on your podcast or whatever show you was on, invite me and my daughter to that same show and say, call my daughter a classless piece of shit while I'm sitting right there. And I'm going in your mouth. Ain't no second question. Ain't no guessing. I don't give a fuck how big you is. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm right in your mouth. That's just what it is. You cannot talk about people's kids like that. What gives you the right to talk about someone's kids like that? I don't even know. If this dude got kids, I'm sure he would feel the same way. And I don't even advocate for violence. I don't be on that. You know what I'm saying? I advocate for, I feel like, two grown men. Yo, before I get to that, y'all should be able to have a conversation. That be the type of time I'm on. You understand what I'm saying? Niggas want to fight about something, and then get fight about, I'm fighting about my wife and my kids, like real family type shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not fighting over the dumb shit. I don't advocate for that. All that other shit, yo, we can have a conversation about it. You know what I'm saying? But you come put your hands on my kids, you put your hands on my wife, or if you disrespect one of my kids or my wife to a point where I feel like you took it too past that level, then it's going to go wherever it need to go. Come on, man. You can't do that, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't. You can't. The same way you got on that fucking podcast and you said that, have them come up there and then say that, and then I ain't got nothing to say. Hey, he did it. But until then, don't say nothing about somebody that you wouldn't say to them. And again, we live in an opinion age. I'm sitting here on the podcast right now giving my opinion, but I'm not calling nobody out their name. You know what I'm saying? I'm not calling nobody pieces of shit and this and that. Now, some people deserve it. Cool. If it's warranted, then do your thing. You know what I mean? We ain't going to sit here and act like some pieces of, people ain't pieces of shit. Because people are pieces of shit. And if it's warranted, then cool. You know what I'm saying? I see in the news all that. We see pieces of shit in the news and we know pieces of shit, all that. I get it. I'm not saying you can't call nobody a piece of shit or that people aren't pieces of shit. This situation wasn't called for someone to be called a piece of shit is what I'm basically saying. You understand what I'm saying? But, hey, man. Who am I, man? Nah, I'm somebody. Fuck I'm talking about. I said, who am I? Nigga, it's Rick, nigga. Fuck is you talking about, man? Nah, but yeah, man, I'm going to wrap it up, man. This is the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. Yeah, man, about to sign off, man. Again, listen, man, you're listening to the podcast. Yo, it's free. And hold on. You know what? This podcast is sponsored by BHR Clothing, man. Sponsoring my own shit, man. You understand what I'm saying? This podcast is sponsored by BHR Clothing. Hit the website, bhrclothing.bigcartel.com. Get you a BHR logo tee. More shit on the way, man. You know, I'm locking in, man. You dig? But anyway, I'm about to sign off. It costs you nothing. All right? This is free. I need one more thing from y'all before I did. It's free. Tell somebody about the podcast. Share the podcast. That's all I'm asking. Just tell somebody about the podcast. That's all I'm asking. It's free. It costs nothing. Tell someone about the podcast and ask them to tell somebody. That's all I'm asking. It don't cost no money. It's free. Holla at me. I'm out of here.